feel energy. It's flowing into me. Feel energy flowing into me. Flowing into me now, 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 now.
Welcome to episode 15 of Find Your Flow with the Energy Empress. I am your host, Michelle, aka the Energy Empress. And in this episode, it is all about your dreams. I'm talking about dreams you have when you go to sleep for the night. Have you ever wondered what is happening when you dream and why do you dream at all? Dreams have been both baffling and fascinating people since the beginning of time. Even today, there is still a lot of mystery and fascination around why we dream and what we dream about. Both psychologists and neuroscientists are still conducting research into the meaning of dreams and to this day have barely scratched the surface. Our dreams come in many forms, including bizarre, nightmarish, wonderful, and everything in between. Your brain is actually very active when you are asleep. Did you know that your subconscious never sleeps and is very active when you are asleep? Many people have trouble making sense of the dreams that they have because they often don't make sense to the logical mind. To make matters even more interesting, sometimes we cannot even remember our dreams once we wake up. And even if we can remember, our dream recall is often very fleeting, as we often start to forget our dreams within 5 to 10 minutes of being awake. I believe your dreams are a gold mine of information, not only from your subconscious mind, but also invisible energetic and spiritual realms. This episode may be quite an interesting one, so you may want to grab something to take notes with. Because in this episode, I'm going to go over the different types of dreams that we have, share with you a shamanic dream message from the Shaman's Dream Oracle deck, and some Energy Empress practical tips and tools to help you get more quality sleep. You will be able to use these tips and advice starting today. Make sure you stay tuned to the very end so that you can start getting some important insight into your dreams. Dreams are way more complex than many people realize and can tell you so much information about what is going on within you and around you through accurately interpreting your dreams. I believe dreams can include any combination of physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and even information from unseen realms. As an energy coach and a medium, I have been able to give clients a lot of insight just from doing their dream interpretations in a reading. The key is making sure you capture as much detail about your dreams right after waking up so you can record all the details you can remember. This is because, as mentioned earlier, you tend to lose much of the dream information within 5 to 10 minutes, sometimes even less, of being awake and beginning with your other daily activities. Your dreams contain all sorts of key information, including information from your subconscious, your desires, your fears, spirituality, solutions, and they offer a unique window into deeper parts of yourself. Sigmund Freud's theory of dreams suggests that dreams represent unconscious desires, thoughts, wish fulfillment, and motivations. According to Freud, people were driven by repressed and unconscious longings, such as aggressiveness and sexual instincts. Ancient Egyptians also viewed dreams as extremely important. The Egyptians believed that gods could communicate with them through dreams and possibly foretell future events. They used their dreams to help predict future events and get creative and inventive insight. With all that being said, let's talk about some of the common dream types. The first type of dream is a nightmare. Nightmares are the stuff that many horror films are made of, right? Nightmares are dreams when our fears seem to be realized, like being chased, paralyzed in fear, falling, and the list goes on. There is a sense of being at the mercy and helpless to whatever is going on in that type of dream. The second type of dream I will discuss with you is lucid dreams. Lucid dreams, on the other hand, are a way cooler type of dream. These are dreams when you can actually interact, which is kind of similar to a person playing a video game where you're participating in a dreamlike world. The main difference is the person dreaming is aware that they are dreaming while the dream is going on, and actually can make choices that interact and possibly change the outcomes of the dream. When lucid dreaming, you are in an interesting state between REM, which is rapid eye movement type of sleep, and being awake. The next type of dream is related to health and well-being. These dreams can actually alert you to something going on in your physical body that may need attention. These dreams are not always straightforward and may need some interpreting to find out what your body is trying to tell you. Up next is repeating dreams. These dreams are reoccurring. They can be scary, they can be nice, they can be neutral, they can be weird, anything in between. But the main thing is the dream is repeating itself. And this type of dream is filled with important insight and messages that you may be ignoring or missing during your waking hours. The last type of dream that I'll discuss with you today is premonition dreams. They're also sometimes called psychic or prophetic dreams. These are dreams that seem to foretell the future. For example, some 9/11 victims dreamed about the attack before it actually happened. And did you know that it was recorded that 19 people foresaw the sinking of the Titanic, some of which canceled their cruise on the Titanic and did not set sail that day because of the dream. In addition, many inventors and entrepreneurs, including Freud and the founder of Google, and more recently, Beatrice Dixon, the founder of the feminine care brand Honeypot, all literally credit their dreams with giving them the ideas and valuable insight on what to create, invent, and invest in their business. Now, that last dream type, and potentially one or two of the others, should give you a little more incentive to pay more attention to your dreams. That's why I encourage all my clients to keep a dream journal by their bed so that as soon as they wake up, can jot down as much of the dream that you can remember. In fact, I have created a dream journal tracker for that exact purpose called Catch Your Dreams Journal. And it's available right now on Amazon.com. I will leave a link in the show notes so you know exactly how to grab yourself a copy. Next, I want to give you some holistic tips if you're not already getting quality sleep. Because if you're not already getting good quality sleep, it is less likely you'll remember your dreams or be able to get their valuable information and insight. So this is why I'm going to give you some tips to help you get a better night's sleep. First, you want to stop your screen time at least 30 minutes before bedtime. We are so bombarded with so much stimuli from our electronic devices and people and things going on in the world that our waking hours are so filled by the time we get to sleep, our body has a hard time readjusting for rest. So give yourself a break to kind of segue yourself into the time you need for rest. Next, don't go to bed on a full stomach. You probably kind of heard this before, but it actually does impact your sleep. Try to stop eating at least about an hour or two before going to bed so that your body is not using excess energy trying to break down and digest foods while you're actually trying to get rest and repair your body. The next tip is treat your sleep as a sacred nightly self-care ritual. Like really get into it by creating a restful environment for yourself. This helps your mind and body and energy really prepare for a good night's sleep. You can do this by making sure the room that you sleep in is quiet and dark. Make sure the temperature is slightly cool, not cold. You may need to use a sleep mask or earplugs if you really can't control the lighting that much, or there's sounds going on around you that could interfere with your restful state. I also recommend diffusing an organic high quality essential oil like lavender, sandalwood, and or cedarwood in the bedroom or place where you sleep so that it can help you get more relaxed and feel more grounded as you rest. If you find it particularly difficult to get relaxed before bed, considering adding things like soaking in a warm bath or taking a warm shower, doing some sort of massage or meditation, and add that into your bedtime routine when you need to. And the bonus tip I'll give you is to set the intention to remember your dreams before you go to sleep. Keep a dream journal right by your bed to capture any details of your dreams that you can remember as soon as you wake up before you get off into your day. Doing this will give you great insight and information that is invaluable, especially if you're getting a dream interpretation by a professional medium or psychic like myself. Now, in this final segment of the episode, I'm going to share with you the oracle message that I was intuitively led to from the Shaman's Dream Oracle Deck. This deck is by Alberto Villoldo and Colette Baron Reed, and the artwork was illustrated by Gina Della Croteglia. I like this deck because I use it often in dream interpretations along with other tools. And one of the things that really stood out to me about this deck is the intro message is, we are all sacred dreamers dreaming the world into being. I thought that was an awesome kind of tagline for the deck. This oracle features a cosmic looking mushroom in the shadows of a mystical forest, seeming to mysteriously transform and birth something new from its center. And even though the egg-like life that is emerging from its center is brand new, there is an old and wise face present in the picture that indicates that this new life that is coming into being is already connected to divine wisdom and intelligence. Now I'm going to read you the message that is directly from this oracle card. It's card number 24, titled The Galactic Mushroom, The Divine Matrix, The Intricate Complexity of Life. This oracle message reads as follows. You might have been thinking and acting like you were the only one in the dream creating your life. The galactic mushroom arrives as a playful yet potent reminder that you need to get with your higher power. The universal laws are not for your benefit only. The law of attraction does not exist just to serve up your desired outcome. The matrix of consciousness called Source or God or Spirit, and goes by many other names, is intricately woven into life. There is so much complexity that the human mind cannot comprehend all of the moving parts. It is impossible to see beyond what you already know, just as the head of the mushroom is clearly visible above the soil, but not the living biome below. The thread-like mycelium of fungi form vast, intricate networks underground, connecting different life forms with one another in a kind of internet of the plant kingdom. Imagine the divine matrix serving the same way, connecting the individual consciousness with that of the divine. The galactic mushroom reminds you that your dreams and desires are heard. This is a call for faith and trust. Whatever intention you hold consistently with hope and faith first manifests in the unseen realms. Whether or not you can see it working on your behalf, eventually you will see the evidence play out in the serendipitous events that work in your favor, seemingly outside of the law of cause and effect. Your most beautiful results are being birthed right now, not just for you, but for the highest good of all. I believe that this oracle message confirms that we are all interconnected in some way, whether we want to realize it or not. We know that we not only share the planet, its resources, but we are also connected to the cosmos and the divine matrix, whether we choose to acknowledge it in our lives or not. If you do not understand how you fit into this ever-evolving matrix of existence, it can create a state of confusion and anxiety. This is why correctly interpreting your dreams is so valuable, because they give you insight that we typically miss when we are awake because of our ego minds, and our ego minds can get so closed off to processing things that we perceive as fearful or not familiar, or we just plain don't understand. In addition, the strong perpetuation of fear in our society further keeps people stuck from growing and evolving into better versions of themselves. Until we start to realize that this life existence is meant for us to grow and expand and not shut us down or diminish us, only then can we begin to allow ourselves to transform to more evolved versions of our true selves. I encourage each of you listening now to look boldly into your dreams and connect with people and situations that can help get important insight and expand your perspective of who you are and what you are here to become. Welp, that concludes this episode of Find Your Flow with the Energy Empress. I truly hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. To request a dream interpretation reading or order my Catch Your Dreams journal on Amazon, you'll find links in the show notes. To request to book me for an event or a holistic workshop, feel free to contact me at michelle@culturalartvisionswithans.com or visit my website. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Cultural Art Visions. So until next time, love and light.
feel energy. It's flowing into me. Feel energy flowing into me. Flowing into me now.